Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 55, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 10th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation: Prahlad Maharaj was the best person in the family of demons. Demons always aspire for material happiness. Yet, even though Prahlad was somewhat allured when the Supreme Personality of Godhead offered him benedictions for material happiness, because of his unalloyed Krishna consciousness, he did not want to take any material benefit for sense enjoyment.
Evam prulabhmanopi barailokoplohanai ekantityada bhagavati laichatyana surutam. So, this is the conclusion of Narada Muni, that this boy, although born in Asura family, Asura means those who are too much materially, not too much only, materially interested. They are called Asura. Different types of material enjoyment. Karma, gyan, yog, they are all material enjoyment. Karma, for me, generally we see everywhere, they are working so very hard, making plans, how to improve material enjoyment. So, they are called karmis and jnanis. Their demand is also very great to become one with the Supreme, to become God. These are material desires. And then yoga, to display, demonstrate magic. I can prepare gold, I can travel in the sky, I can walk on the water, I can eat broken glasses. Yes? People will gather. I can remain without any breathing underneath the ground. These things are demonstrated. So people like it. Something wonderful. And he says, I'm Bhagavan. And these are things accept. These things are lokapravanai. These things can mislead the people in general, but they are not very much attracted to the devotees. Devotees, they are not attracted. Or the history of the devotees. There was one devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ishan. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give him some benediction. He was a very poor man. In his room, thatched room, that was not properly, there are so many holes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Ishan, if you like, you can take some benediction. No, why? I should take benediction. No, you have no roof even on your thatched house. He said, why? There are many bars. They are living on the trees. There is no roof at all. I have got roof with some holes, that's all. But they have no roof at all. So how they are living? For this purpose, I shall ask you benediction.
So on, sir.
In this way, he refused. That is pure devotion. That I shall not take any benediction from the Lord, but I shall give everything to him. This is, there is competition. The Lord wants to give the devotee all opulences, and the devotee refuses to accept it. He wants to give his life and soul to the Lord. This is perfection. The gopis, the ideal, the topmost devotees, they gave their everything to Krishna, but they did not ask anything from Krishna. Their honor, their body, their life, everything, sacrificed everything. Therefore Krishna said to the gopis that I have no power to repay your debts. You be satisfied with your own activity. I cannot give you. So this is the idea of devotion. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended Brahmakasi Upasana Brajavadhumija Kalita. There is no more bitter, sublime upasana worship than it was conceived by the gopis. They did not want it. They simply wanted to see Krishna, how he is satisfied. Krishna is away from home in the forest, and they are thinking in the forest there are so many cranks, so many stone feet, and Krishna's feet is so soft, how he is walking in the forest. In this way they are crying. This is gopi. Or Krishna concert, and how Krishna is happy or not, and that is the meaning. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended there is no better form of worship than it was done by the gopis. So, Prahlad Maharaj, there are stages of devotees. So gopis are the topmost, and among the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the topmost. Therefore, there is no comparison of Radharani's love for Krishna. There is no comparison. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the part of Radharani to understand Krishna. So, these are very confidential subject matter, but they are described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the beginning. That is the highest perfection. That don't ask anything from Krishna. Try to make such arrangement that Krishna may not give you anything, you give everything. There is another narration of Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. They were living in this forest of Vrindavan. So Sanatana Goswami was elder brother and Rupa Goswami was younger brother. So they were living underneath the tree. So they had no means. So Rupa Goswami thought that if I could get some articles, I could prepare something and invite my guru, Sanatana Goswami. So, just after a few minutes, one very nice young girl came with so much presentation, rice, dal, ghee, and so many other things. So she gave an offer to the Goswami, recently personal address as Baba. Baba, please take this presentation. We have got some ceremony at our home, so my mother has sent to take it. So he was very glad. So I was thinking if I could get some nice things, I could prepare and invite Sanatana Goswami. So he was very glad to receive those articles and invited Sanatana Goswami and prepared so many nice foodstuffs and offered to the deity. And Sanatana Goswami was giving the prasadam. So Sanatana Goswami was very pleased and inquired, Rupa Goswami, where you got these nice things you are living in this house? You could receive all these things. Yes, my dear brother, I was just thinking in the morning. In the meantime, a very nice young girl came and offered so many things. So what is that? Who is that young girl in this forest? So, how she was looking? I see, she is very, very beautiful. Radharani. So he was very sorry. You have taken sadness from Radharani? We are trying to serve Radharani and you have taken sadness from Radharani. He rebuked. This is your self. They are avoiding to take service from Krishna Radharani. And Krishna Radharani was finding out the opportunity how to serve the devotees. This is the competition between Krishna and the devotees. Krishna wants to give everything to the devotees. He wants to see that my devotee is very comfortable. Just like the father wants to see the children, very common. So why the devotees should be hankering after something material? No. Kasmād bhajanti kavayo dhanadun madhāna. Sukhdev Goswami says, why we should go to the puffed-up rich man for begging something? Krishna will arrange for everything. My Guru Maharaj used to say that you do not try to preach for getting some money. Money will come automatically on your feet. Money will say, please accept. You should preach very sincerely. That is your business. Never bother that, where is money, where is money, money. Money. Muktim kultanjali sevati asma dharmasatam samayam pratiksha. This is a statement of Billa Mangal Thakur. Bhakti tai sthiratara jari bhagavan sa daive navarati tai dipakishor mati. Mukti mukhulita jari sevati asma dharma patama samaya pratiksha. People are hankering after dharma, arthakama, moksha, religiosity, economic development, and then sense gratification, and then moksha, dharma, arthakama, moksha. Human civilization begins dharma, arthakama, moksha, otherwise anything. So dharma means this vannasam charvata purushena parakrama Vishnu ayatati. So, Billa Mangal Thakur says that you will simply become devotee. Don't hanker after this, not more for comes. No. They will serve you. You do not require to call them. They themselves will come and serve you. You just become a pure Samaya Pratishtha, Mukti. Why devotees will ask for devotees? Mukti. They are already muktas because they have no material activities or spiritual activities. Brahma Bhuvaya Kalpata. Sagunana Samapitta Yetana Brahma Bhuvaya Kalpata. So, in the platform of dharma, to become very religious, moral, who can be more religious than the devotee? Who can be more moralist than the devotee? A devotee is not prepared to kill even an ant. So who can be more moralist? These things are already there. Vishyatri bhavati bhagavati apinchana sadvai gunai tatra samasate sura rāma bhakta sakuto mahadaguna manolatena satadhāvati. If one is pure devotee, then he has all the good qualities. Just like Prahlāda Mahārāja was addressed, Prahlāda bhadra bhadraṁti. Bhadra, gentleman, who can be more gentleman than the devotee? The devotees are thinking, how this rascals will be happy. Prahlāda Mahārāja. Suvati tato vimupate tasa maya sukhāya bharamubhato vimura. My Lord, I am thinking that these rascals simply for flimsy happiness, temporary happiness, they are making so gorgeous arrangements. Big road, big building, big car, congested. If you want to go 1 mile, it will take 2 hours. Maya sukha. You have seen in your country, you go 2 miles in a car in 3 hours. So what is the use of this car? In London, I've seen in Dubai, it was about 2 miles. And it was so congested that it took 2 hours. Paris is always congested. So in India also, they are becoming like that. So this is maya sukhaya. They are thinking that getting a car, we shall be very, very happy, but there is no place to drive car. Therefore it is called maya sukhaya. And for manufacturing this car, there are 3,000 parts. So many factories are going on. Who was telling me that in within few minutes a car is prepared in the Ford's factory? Somebody was there. They bring the different parts of the car and mix, assemble them within half an hour. That means each half hour they are manufacturing car. So, of course, sometimes we require car, but we should not forget Krishna simply for the manufacturing and riding car. This is Krishna. This is Krishna. We can utilize everything for Krishna's service. Just like we have got so many cars, not here, here also we have got many, 8 to 10 buses and cars. In foreign countries, each temple has got more than dozen cars. So, but these cars are used for spreading Krishna consciousness, to make the best use of a bad bargain. So, we never use cars for sense gratification. Nidbandi Krishna Sambandi Yukta Vairagya Mucchati Prabhujjitataya Mutya Hari Sambandi. A sannyasi is supposed to walk But if somebody criticizes, sir, why you are flying on aeroplane? No, that is our last principle. The Jain sannyasis, they never use car. Now they have begun. Because I am traveling all over the world, now the Jains, they are also. But our philosophy is different. We are preaching Krishna consciousness. Suppose I have to preach Krishna consciousness in Europe or America. So, because the sannyasi has to walk, therefore I shall walk throughout the whole life to go to America. This is foolishness. If I can go to America within 15 hours for preaching facility, why shall I not use the aeroplane? Why shall I stick? There is called Miyamagra, without any problem. To follow the regulative principle without any problem. No, if we get opportunity, preaching facility for going on car, on aeroplane, using director, dictaphone, microphone, we must use it. Because this is Krishna's property. It must be used for Krishna. This is all. This microphone is Krishna. Isavasamidam sarvam. So, when it is used for Krishna, it is not material, it is spiritual. Prapanchikataya buddhya, hari sammanti vastuna, mumukshubi parityaga, phalgu vairāga vatthā. So, anything which can be used for Krishna's service, that is not material, that is spiritual. So we must use it. But not for sense gratification. Therefore, we have to use and walk exactly under the direction of spiritual mark. Otherwise, it will be sense gratification. Don't manufacture. Guru mukha padma va chitte te koriyao. Arana koriya manaya. If you want to be guided, then take in every step the words of Guru. Manifesting is not helpful. Prahlad Maharaj became so great because he was initiated by Narada. That is required. Sariya Vaishnava said, Nistar Pechet Keva. Nobody can become perfect without serving the bona fide Sri Dharma. That is his motto. So, even Prabhamanopi, Bhavai, Lopa Prabhamanai. So much attractive. Now, if somebody says, or Krishna says, that I'll give you immediately 5 lakhs of rupees and 1 beautiful girl also, to give up this Krishna consciousness. How many will be restrained? That is very difficult. But we have our boys have been tested. They are not after money. Most of them are Roman. But generally, therefore it is said, Lopa Pralabhanai. In this material world, everyone is after money and woman. Money and woman. That is called Vishaya. Vishaya. So, there is verse, I just now forgot it. Mahasreva dharam ahud vimukti. Mahasreva. Mahasreva means to serve the Mahatmas, a devotees. That is the way of liberation. Stamadharam jositam sandhisangam. Jositam sandhisangam. So this material world means that jyotisam sandhisam, to be attracted by money and homes. This is material world. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned very rigidly, ha hanta visainam sandarsanam. Param jigimisa, what is that? What is that? My brain is not working. Param param jigimisu bhavusaras. Visayinam sandarsanam atajyotisitarcha. Ha hanta visamapsanatabhiyas. One is very serious for going to the other side of this material world, that means spiritual world. They should be very, very careful about money, you know, may not be trapped, victimized. So, Prahlad Maharaj was not deluded by any kinds of material problems. Evam prarabdhamano pi krishna. The single they say, Prahlad, he said, whatever benediction he wanted, he said. So he said, sir, I'm your servant, I'm not a merchant, that in exchange of something I will have to give you service. Please do not delude me that. Let's see what kind of servant he is. Evam prarabdhamano pi barai lokapalo ekantitya. What is the reason? The reason is that determination of Sanatana Goswami, Guru Goswami, that we shall simply serve Krishna, we shall not accept anything. This is ekantitya. I am eternal servant of Krishna. Jive sarupa nitya Krishna raja. I shall simply serve. I shall give everything whatever I have got. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Manasa deha deha jodhi chumora otvino tuapare nanda krishna. What we have got, nonsense, everything Krishna. And still he has given us something. What is that? This body. This mind. This body for sense enjoyment and the mind for speculation. There's a body, mind, manas, and a little home, a wife, some children. We can claim that is also not actually ours. That is given by Krishna. We want to enjoy your senses, all that takes. So when one is advanced devotee, he says, my love, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I have got this assets, my mind, my body, and my wife and children, and maybe something else. Jodhi chumaro, otvino tuvapade nanda krishna. Nanda krishna krishna, everything is offered. Now whatever you like, you can do. Maravi rakavi. Now I am giving you everything, I am now zero. Now if you like, you can give me protection, but if you like, you can kill me, I don't mind. This is ekam vidya, simply depending on Krishna. Ekam vidya the Bhagavati, depending on whom? Krishna. Not these demigods. Demigods cannot give you protection. Krishna can. Demigods are like a very, very big person, Ravan. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, but Lord Shiva could not give him protection when Rama was determined to kill him. So, any other protection will not save you. It is false protection. When Krishna gives you protection, that is real protection. Aham pāpadupāpe bhamakvishyāmi. That is real purpose. So he can't simply depend on Krishna, Bhagavati, So one who is such devotee, simply spending on nature, he doesn't require, neither he deserves all those material profits, tam asuratam. Asuratam, although he has born in the asura family, materialistic family, still he is uttama, he is no more in the material. Uttama, udgata, tama, jasma. Tama means this material world. So those who are devotees, they are not living in this material world. They are in the spiritual world, uttama. It doesn't matter in which family he is born, everyone can become a devotee. There is no hindrance, and there is no check in any material condition to become a devotee. Simply, one has to desire how to become a devotee. Then it is fulfilled. Thank you very much.